Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. U.S. Congressman Dave Loebsack joins us on today's program to talk about his visit this week to Pella Regional Health Center and the latest with the U.S. House of Representatives.
Well, Congressman, you make a return visit to Pella Regional. You were here last year. What were some of the things you were able to talk to with CEO Bob Cruz about?
Well, the ongoing issues that a lot of small hospitals face, primarily funding. We have to make sure that, you know, the reimbursement rate continues at a decent rate for Medicare, because hospitals like this depend on Medicare patients, especially as the demographics of Iowa change, becomes more elderly. But they're very fortunate. They have a very supportive community. And there are a lot of folks that think this hospital is wonderful, and it is. There's no doubt about it. But they've got a lot of good support here, and that's a big part of their success.
Well, and it's a pretty critical time for small rural hospitals, and there's been a lot of talk both in the Senate and House about different ways to help with health care costs and things like that. What are the things that you're seeing directly that could impact, say, a Pella Regional? And you talked a lot about other regional hospitals here as well.
I think a lot of what we have to do at the federal level is put more resources into making sure that we can train the doctors and the other professionals that they need at hospitals like this. You know, the rural health care, for example, is something that is really important that a hospital like this can draw upon, you know, to get more of those doctors who are willing, and other health professionals who are willing, to work in a rural setting. So those are the kinds of things. Graduate medical education, we have to have more focus on that so we can train more doctors, period. And we've got to have more, I think, on the behavioral health front too, psychiatrists and others in the behavioral health field, psychologists, for example, as well.
One of the things that perked CEO Bob's interest was pharmacy as well. You talked a lot about pharmaceutical issues, and that has been, Senator Grassley's talked a lot about that in the Senate level. I'm guessing a lot of work in the House to try and find some solutions as well.
Well, the main thing for the hospital that's important is this thing called a 340B program, and that helps in terms of paying for the pharmaceuticals here at hospitals like this. Big Pharma basically helps to pay for that. They don't like the program for obvious reasons, but we have to continue that program so that these kinds of hospitals and providers in rural Iowa can just survive, let alone thrive. That's really important.
Another issue is broadband internet. We've talked about that for years now, Dave. And the city of Pella, in fact, is working on their own telecom utility. That'll be up and running in 2021.
Right.
You know, what are the things as a federal government you're still trying to find that can support, whether it's what happened in Oskaloosa, what's happening with a city or municipal in Pella, or even in very rural areas that may not have that kind of organized support?
Well, look, first of all, we have to figure out where there is good broadband and where there isn't. And that's what's called a mapping issue. And I've got legislation that would help the Federal Communications Commission figure out more accurately where there is broadband support and where there isn't. And then where there isn't, we have to make sure that the funding that comes from the federal government is more than what it is right now, and that it goes through the proper entities at the local level who will, in fact, serve those folks in those rural communities. That's not happening at the moment right now. So we have to reform how that money gets sent out once we do have more funding at the federal level as well.
You had a lot of talk about your bipartisan work, and obviously you're here in Congress for another year and a half, and at the same time, a very contentious election that's approaching. What have you been hearing, you know, even from the Democratic presidential primary that has piqued your interest, and the topics of concern that you hope our presidential candidates are talking about right here in Iowa?
I think we have a challenge here in Iowa to convince these Democratic candidates to take rural issues seriously. Some of them take them more seriously than others. Every single one of them needs to be educated about rural Iowa. And people like me, that's my job to do that. But I ask every constituent who has an interest in rural America, when he or she sees these candidates come through, to make sure that that's at the forefront of their consciousness, because they have to be aware of the challenges here in rural Iowa. And not just leave us on February 4th after the caucuses and put us in the rearview mirror, but keep us in mind throughout. Because I think this state has the potential to be competitive this time around at the presidential level.
And do you think there's a unique opportunity, especially considering Trump won the state in 2016, for our voters, regardless of Democrats or Republicans, to have a voice in that? And what do you think constituents should be doing, whether they're engaging with candidates or the topics they should really be focused on?
Well, again, rural is the top one for me, but that encompasses a lot of things. You know, rural health today, we were talking about that, rural education. Broadband, I think, really covers pretty much all of those, because without sufficient broadband, it's hard to do all those other things. But, you know, really, beyond that, the renewable fuel standard is really important, and making sure that this administration does not continue to grant waivers to so-called small refineries, because that has destroyed upwards of 2 billion gallons of demand for ethanol over the last year or so, and that's not acceptable. I'm glad to see that in Iowa we have bipartisan support for making sure that doesn't happen. We need to be calling out Donald Trump by name, though, because as president, he granted these waivers. It's the EPA that did it, but it's the president that did it, too. We need to call him out on that.
Once again, that was Congressman Dave Loebsack. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.